The voice of Fatima Miranda, wonderful singer and composer, somebody who was sent to me recently by the composer and radio host Ana Laura, who does a contemporary music show in Mexico City. The piece we heard is called Nila Blue. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. On today's program, which I'm calling Dial Tones, perhaps a bit of an anachronistic term for some of our listeners, my original idea for this program was to reach out to radio hosts, bloggers, any influential thinkers about classical music, and ask them what they think might last 30 years from now. But the responses I got were incredible, and a lot of people weren't sure what might last 30 years from now, but they know what's exciting right now at this moment. So I'm going to change the theme of the program just a little bit. We're going to put our finger on the pulse of contemporary music, and we're going to talk about what's trending right now. Some of these pieces are actually not so recent, but they're still having a huge influence on composers today. Other pieces have been written very, very recently, and we think that that influence will continue to last. So today we're putting our finger on the pulse of contemporary music, and we've talked to a lot of, I think, some of the smartest thinkers about classical music to come up with the playlist for today's program. I want to return to the singer-composer with which I opened the program today, Fatima Miranda. Again, this was sent to me by Ana Laura, who is a fantastic composer in her own right, somebody we've been fortunate enough here at Relevant Tones to meet and talk with in person and even feature her music on the show. But she's also a radio host in Mexico City, very influential radio host, does a program on contemporary classical music, and she's really insatiable in her listening habits. So I knew she'd be a great person to ask for this program, and I love this singer, Fatima Miranda. I love the work that she's doing. We're going to hear an excerpt of her piece, Dia Pasión. Again, music sent to us by Ana Laura.
Thank you. Oh.
It's an excerpt of a piece called Dia Pasión by singer and composer Fátima Miranda. This was sent to us by Ana Lara, a composer and radio host in Mexico City. Today's program is Dial Tones. I've reached out in various and sundry ways to different people, influential thinkers about music, and am featuring their choices on today's program. The next piece I want to play is by composer Thomas Ades, who has been very much championed by the conductor Simon Rattle, who is a conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic. In fact, I found an article where Rattle goes so far as to say that he is positive that Ades' music will survive and still be performed 30 years from now. So I feel it fits the theme of our program perfectly today, and the piece that I've chosen by Ades is called Asyla. Asyla is really a symphony in all but name. It's a large-scale work for orchestra. It's in four movements. The third movement is considered a scherzo, even though it doesn't call it that. And that's the movement that I want to play, because I really like it musically, of course. But also, I think it's interesting that he's trying to depict in this movement the atmosphere of a late-night club. So you're going to hear references to techno music, trance music, and this kind of raucous environment. For me, I think it's always very interesting when a composer tries to transpose this kind of very urban environment and a very different musical tradition into the classical music tradition of the orchestra. Let's hear the third movement of Thomas Ades's Asyla. It is subtitled Extasio, or Ecstasy. We're going to hear Simon Rattle, of course, his great champion, here leading the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Music by Thomas Ades, a piece that the great conductor who we heard there conducting the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle, said will definitely be around in 30 years. I hear what he means. Ades is an incredible orchestrator. All of those skills are on display here in Asyla. We heard the third movement, Ecstasy. Fantastic performance, too. There's probably no more influential thinker in classical music right now than Alex Ross. His book, The Rest is Noise, his blog by the same name, have been read by millions of people, and so he's a natural person to look into to see what he thinks are influential pieces. I found an article that he wrote for NPR called 20th Century Classics You Should Get to Know, and he's very inspired by Morton Feldman's classic piece, Rothko Chapel. In fact, what he says is, in the noisiest century in history, the American avant-garde master Morton Feldman wrote music that trembled at the edge of silence. There's no doubt in my mind that this piece is still inspiring composers today. From the Wandelweiser movement that just arose in Germany, any composer who's using a minimal amount of materials, including a lot of silences and space, and also writing in longer forms, definitely owes a debt to Morton Feldman. Let's have a listen to Movement 4 of Rothko Chapel. We'll hear the UC Berkeley Chamber Chorus with David Abel Viola and William Winant Percussion. Thank you. beautiful, spacious music by composer Morton Feldman, a composer well known for taking his time. Some of his string quartets are 8+ hours. So, of course, we have to excerpt that piece. That's music from Rothko Chapel. We heard the fourth movement. Music that Alex Ross says trembles at the edge of silence. What a beautiful quote. He has such a way with words. An incredible author. Again, the author of The Rest Is Noise, both the book and the blog. You can check it out at therestisnoise.com. There we heard the UC Berkeley Chamber Chorus performing alongside David Abel Viola and William Winant Percussion. And if you can just imagine that music in the Rothko Chapel. Music by Morton Feldman. Let's move in a very different direction, but this is pretty much unavoidable when you're talking about pieces that have influenced composers now and will continue to influence composers. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that you have to, first of all, talk about minimalism, the most important contribution by American composers to the world of contemporary classical music, hands down, absolutely no doubt about that. And within minimalism itself, there are very few pieces more influential than Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich. As it so happens, Anne Majette of the Washington Post agrees with me. This is one of the pieces that she thinks will last well into the future. And so I'm going to feature a little bit of it. Like a lot of Steve Reich pieces, it is an extended piece. But this piece is for 18 musicians, including vocalists. And it is an example of what I call repetitive minimalism. There are really more than one minimalism. There's the minimalism we just heard by Morton Feldman, where you have a minimal number of materials in your music and a lot of silence. And there's this repetitive minimalism, where you're using a lot of repetitive patterns that change very, very gradually over time. We won't have enough time to play all of Music for 18 Musicians, but we're going to play enough of it that you'll be able to hear those patterns gradually changing over the course of the piece. Let's hear Steve Reich's own ensemble, Steve Reich and Musicians. It's very interesting to me because as a composer, he always insisted that there be a part within nearly every one of his pieces that he himself could perform. It's very important to him that he'd be able to perform a lot of the music that he wrote. It's even part, I think, of his compositional process. At any rate, let's hear Steve Reich and Musicians performing Section 1 of Music for 18 Musicians, one of the most influential pieces of our time.
Thank you.
Steve Reich and Musicians, the name of the ensemble that he created to champion his own music, performing section one of his piece, Music for 18 Musicians. Really, honestly, I don't know that there is a more influential piece right now at this moment. I mean, we're talking about in the classical music world with composers, but also in the pop world, just a massively influential piece by a living composer, Steve Reich. You're listening to Relevant Tones. Today's show is called Dial Tones. I'm reaching out to fellow radio hosts, bloggers, influential thinkers about music, and talking about what is trending right now and what pieces might last in the future. To subscribe to our podcast and for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. The theme of today's program is Dial Tones, which is kind of a tongue-in-cheek name, of course, since hardly anybody has a dial tone anymore. But the idea was, or the original idea for the program, was that I would reach out to other thinkers about classical music, my fellow radio hosts, bloggers, people like that who are thinking and listening a lot, and what are they listening to? I'm always trying to get outside of my own head. I know the things that are on my playlist. I know the things that people send to me, but it's always nice to hear from other people and hear new music, both for myself and I hope for our listeners as well. So on today's program, we're talking about what's trending in classical music and what influential thinkers think will be around in 30 years from now. The next piece I want to play is part of a symphony, and you know, we don't really think of modern symphonies. It always sounds like such an old genre, but here, classical music critic for the Chicago Tribune, John von Rhein, says that this piece will convince you that the symphony remains a vital musical genre in the early 21st century. This is by Estonian composer Erkki Sven Tuur. We're going to hear part of his Symphony No. 7. It's dedicated to the Dalai Lama, includes choral texts of the Buddha, Gandhi, Deepak Chopra, Mother Teresa, and Jimi Hendrix. And von Rhein says, this might sound like an invitation to a new agey disaster, but such is not the case. The bold sweep of his sound mass gathering ecstatic intensity in the final section, again, will convince you that the symphony is a vital musical genre. Let's hear Movement 3 of Symphony No. 7 by Erkki Sven Tuur. We're going to hear the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra with the NDR Choir, conducted by Paavo Järvi.
Thank you.
Okay, so Erkki's Ventura is not exactly a household name, so you're probably wondering, why is he included in this program? But I absolutely have to agree with the critic John von Ryan, who had recommended this piece in an article in the Chicago Tribune, that it is a towering example of modern symphonic writing. Listen to that brass, those muscular lines. This is a confident composer. This is a composer who knows what he wants to do, and what an incredible sound world. I absolutely agree with von Ryan that this piece deserves to last and be performed in the future. We heard the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra, Pavel Järvi conducting, music of Erkki's Ventura. Well, we featured a recommendation by critic of the Chicago Tribune, John von Ryan. Let's turn to the critic of the New York Times, Anthony Tomasini, another highly influential and long-tenured critic. A piece that he's really excited about right now, absolutely raving about, is Judith Weir's recent A Night at the Chinese Opera. Let's hear one short movement from this piece, a very exciting movement. It's called Kite in Moto Perpetuo. We're going to hear the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Andrew Parrott conducting.
Thank you. faces with the sun. Our mental strength is great. Is a jagged edge of steel when he can contemplate these words. Conserve the vigor of the mind. His strength can break through brass and stone.
Just a taste of Judith Weir's A Night at the Chinese Opera, a piece that has been raved about by Anthony Tomasini at the New York Times. We're the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Andrew Parrott. The piece was Kite in Moto Perpetuo. I don't know if you can hear the lyrics at all, but they're pretty funny, pretty tongue-in-cheek. This is a great example of satire. It's a comic opera, but it's also very serious. As Rodney Milne says in his program notes, it is the story of the late and unlamented 20th century. Again, that's A Night at the Chinese Opera by Judith Weir. The last piece I have time to play on today's program comes from Tom Service, writing from The Guardian, in an article in which he talks about some of the most influential pieces, again, of the 20th century. These are composers who are still alive, but who are having a huge influence. And this is a composer I'm not surprised at all turned up on the list today. It's Magnus Lindberg from Finland. Again, just a towering figure, really, in modern music. He is one of the most performed composers alive today, turning up on concert programs the world over. So it's no surprise to me that influential thinkers about music are very much recommending Magnus Lindberg as somebody who will last. I'm going to play the third movement of Aura. This is a four-movement orchestral piece that Lindberg wrote, very much in the sound mass style that was cultivated by the Polish composer Witold Lutosławski. And I think that style was really brought to perfection in Lindberg's own music, and again, very influential to other composers today. We're going to hear Oliver Newsom conducting the London Sinfonietta, the third movement of Aura by Magnus Lindberg.
Thank you.
Music by the composer of the moment, Magnus Lindberg, composer enjoying an enormously successful career and having a huge influence on other composers. From his four-movement orchestral work, Aura, we heard the third movement, Oliver Newsom conducting the London Sinfonietta. What's our program today? Dial Tones, so to speak, again, kind of a tongue-in-cheek name for the program. But it was so interesting to me. There were definitely some names that I kind of expected on a list like this. Influential composers, composers who we think will last. Of course, Steve Reich, Magnus Lindberg are going to be on almost anybody's lists. But then some names I wasn't so familiar with, some music that I had not heard before. But, you know, I agree with the people that we polled and the people whose opinions we read that these are composers writing fantastic music, absolutely music deserving to be heard. And I think it's music that definitely will last. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders, with special thanks to Rory Hartong-Redden. You can find us as a podcast on iTunes, and for more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.